Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Chaf Beis. We are holding on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We are at Amar Av Zvid Mishmei Derava, about 8-9 lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Leah Shalom. Also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, who should all return home safely. Also by Ken and Marcy Kapel, in memory of Ken's sister, noted Israeli journalist Nettie Gross Horowitz, whose yard site is today, Necha Devora Bas Yisrael and Avigail, may Neshama have an aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to discuss today, first the Gemara is going to have two suggested cases where you'd be chayiv even if the dog falls off the roof. Remember, we were discussing yesterday the difference between the dog jumping off the roof versus the dog falling off the roof, where if it falls off the roof, that is an onus, even though it may have been tchilaso bipshia. So we have two suggested cases where even if the onus of the dog falling off the roof happens, it may not be considered an onus, and you may be chayiv for such a thing. Then the Gemara is going to discuss if a gedi, a kelev, a tarnagal, or an adam does damage by jumping in an upward motion as opposed to jumping down from something. Which of those animals, and one of them is a person, but in which cases are you pater, in which cases are you chayiv? What's considered usual and what's considered unusual? And then on the top of Amud Aleph, and really the almost entire daf is going to be dedicated to the famous sugya of isha mishum chitzav or isha mishum mamona. When a person is chayiv for his eish that damages, how do we view eish that damages? Do we view it as an arrow that he shoots, like he's an adam amazik, or do we view a person that damages al yidei eish as if it is his shor that went out and did damage? It is his mamon, it is his property that went out and did damage. We're going to have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish. We're going to try to explain why each one doesn't say like the other, and then we're going to have four rayas in that machlokas. So the major topic of today's daf is isha mishum chitzav, isha mishum mamono. So let's begin about 8 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Amrav Zid Mishmei Derava, Pa'amim Shafilu Naflu Nami Chayiv. Sometimes there are certain circumstances that even if the Kelev of the Gedi fell off of the roof and broke Kelim that were down below, that the Bailim is going to be Chayiv for that as well. Even though that seems to be an onus, it's not a usual thing for a Gedi or a Kelev to just fall off of a roof. So Mishkach Sabakosal Ru'ua. The case would be if the Makkah around that roof was a very rickety fence. It was something that was not stable, and even so there's pshia clapping the nefila as well. That the part of being shomer, anything on a rooftop, is to have a proper fence. So there was pshia by not having a proper fence around that roof. So says Merle, well, wait a second, my niu, what sort of pshia is there? The baile lasuka daita denafal archi, that the bailim should have dawned on him that the fencing around the roof, the bricks of the fence, might fall down and might break, and they're going to break the kalim in the chatzer. But sofsofal nafal archi venafal in who? But that's not what happened. It's not that the bricks broke off of the fence and fell down and landed in the chatzer. It's the dog or the gedi that fell. And that's tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa b'onesu. That's Viter a case of Tchilasa Pshia Vesov Bonus. Meaning, what's the Pshia in having the rickety fence? It's not that the dog's going to fall off. It's that the fence is going to fall off. And that the fence is going to break, that which is down below. But that's not what happened. The fence stayed intact. The dog fell off the roof. So isn't that a case of Tchilasa Pshia Vesov Bonus? So how can you say you're automatically Chayiv in such a case? So it says, no, there's another case where we're going to say that even with the Nefila of the Kelev, that you're going to be Chayiv. So not a case of a Kosel Ru'ua, but Lo Tzricha B'Kosel Tzar. It was a narrow fence that the Bailim should have been Choshesh, that the dog or the Gedi will climb up to the top of the narrow edge of that fence, and since it's so narrow, and they can't stand on the top of that fence, then they'll more easily fall, and they're going to break the kalim beneath it. So it turns out that even clapping the nefila, there was a pshia. So even clapping the nefila of the kelev or the gedi, there was a pshia, because you know that the nature of a kelev or a gedi is they're going to try to climb up the fence, so if the top of it is too narrow, so obviously there's a a likelihood that they're going to fall off of it, and therefore the whole thing is b'pshia, and that's why the bailim is going to be chayiv. Period. So that's as far as that discussion. Is there ever a case of nefila where the bailim is for sure going to be chayiv? So certainly not a case where it was a kosel re'ua, because that the pshia is on the fence, not on the dog. But the case of the narrow fence where there's a pshia on the dog falling off as well. Next, Tan Rabbanan, hakelav agdi shedilgu mimata lemaila. If you have a kelav or a gdi that jump upward from a low place and they jump onto a high place, and as they're jumping toward a higher place, they break kelim. So Peturin, the bailim is part of from paying nezek shalim, because it's not the derech of a kelav or a gdi to do that, and therefore the way Rashi learns, it's mishuna, and therefore they're pater from nezek shalim. But the way Rashi learns, you still chayiv chatzi nezek, because this is a din of Karen, and Karen is chayiv chatzi nezek. Tosos in Dibra Maschil Adam disagrees, and he says that the Brisa clearly means pater, meaning not pater from nezek shalim, but still chayiv and chatzi nezek. Pater means entirely pater, because it's something that's so uncommon. The bailim should never have been mila al das that the animal's going to do this, and therefore it's considered an ones. And that's why Tosos explains why the Brisa has to let us know that an adam is chayiv nezek shalim bein mimata lemaila bein mimala lemata, whether the adam jumps downward off a roof or jumps upward onto something. Why do you have to tell me that the adam is going to be chayiv? It's a davar pashut. There's no such thing as tam and muad by adam, by niskei adam. Adam muad liolam, and adam is always a muad. So what's the chiddush? It must be that since by the kelev and the gedi, when they jump mimata lemaila, it's considered an ones. So the Tana has to tell me that an adam that's kofetz milamata lemaila is not considered an ones. And therefore, if a person gives his house to his friend to watch, and there's a chayr shot of a cut in there, the shomer has to make sure that they don't jump at all in any direction, up or down. And if he doesn't, he's not shomer, and the guy jumps and does damage, it's not an ones, and he's going to be chayiv. So that's how Tosfos learns. That pater means pater entirely, because ones. Rashi learns pater over here means pater mi nezek shalem, but chayiv in chatzi nezek, because it's keren. Mi lemaila lemata, but if the kelev or the gedi jumps off of a high place and breaks things, chayav, and then the bailim is going to be chayiv nezek shalem, because that's absolutely normal. That's just regel. That's niskei regel. That's an absolutely normal thing for an animal to do. Adam v'tarnagol shadilgu. However, if it's not a kelev or a gedi, rather it's an adam or a tarnagol that jump and break kelim, bein milamaila lamata, bein milamata lamaila, chayavin. Whichever direction, whether they're jumping upward or jumping down off of something, off of a high place, and they break something, you're chayiv nezek shalim. Now, even though we threw adam and tarnagol in the same category, they're chayiv for different reasons. They're chayiv nezek shalim for different reasons. By the tarnagol, it's because it's the derech of a tarnagol to be kofetz in both directions, and therefore you're always going to pay nezek shalim, because it's always considered regel as far as the tarnagol is concerned. By an adam that jumps and damages, even though it's not the derech of an adam to be kofetz milamata lemaila, but nevertheless it's going to pay nezek shalim because of the principle of adam muad liolam, and there is no din tamus that you have by an adam. So since an adam is muad liolam, he's always going to pay nezek shalim. So now the Gemara asks a stira between the brisos. Vatanya, but we have another brisa that says hakelav agdi shadilgu bein milamata lemata bein milamata lemala piturin, that by a kelav and a gdi, in whichever direction they jump, whether it's upward or downward, you're going to be potter from paying for the nezek. Isn't that a stira to the brisa we just said, where the brisa we just said that if they jump milamata lemata, they're going to be chayiv in nezek shalim? Over here it says that they're potter even if they jump off of a high place. So it's a steer in the brisos that answers the Gemara. Tir Gemara of Papa. Rav Papa was miyashiv the brisos by touching it up as follows: da apich mepach, that the kelev and the gedi changed their very nature, and they were medalig in an unusual way. Not directionally unusual, but unusual in terms of the method that they used to jump. In a normal way, the derech of a gedi is to be kofetz bebasachas, to jump all at once. The derech of a kelev is to dig its nails in, to dig its paws in, and then to jump. And over here, kalba bezekira, we're talking about a case where the kelev was kofetz like a gedi would be kofetz all at once, and gadya bisricha, and the gedi clawed into the ground and then lunged itself forward. And in that case, which is the derech of a kelev to do, not the derech of a gedi, in those cases, it doesn't matter which direction it was, the bialim is going to be pater, because it's meshuna. So the bialim, the way Rashi learns, is pater from Nezek Shalim, it's Karen, it's going to be Chayiv in Chatzi Nezek. Whereas the Braisa that distinguished between jumping upward and jumping downward is when they at least jumped in the way that this animal normally behaves. So when it goes, Min Lamad Lamata, the Bailam is going to be Chayiv in Nezek Shalim. So frankly, Gemara Ihachi, Amai Peturim, if they were Medalik Shloka Darkam, why is the Bailam entirely Pater? It's a Dover Meshuna. They should at least be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. Says the Gemara, right, Pater Min Nezek Shalim, Vechayav, Mechatzi Nezek. Peturim doesn't mean that they're actually Pater, it means Pater from Nezek Shalim, but still going to be Chayiv in Chatzi Nezek. Good, so now we move on to the primary topic of today's daf. The Mishnah said, Kelev Shenatal. By the way, whenever I keep saying primary topics, I just mean the majority topic, meaning all of Torah is important. The secondary topics are also important, but the entire sugya is about this today. This is the majority topic. I shouldn't say primary. The majority topic of today's daf. So kelev shenatal. I'm anticipating the emails completely. So a kelev shenatal. If a kelev takes a charara and goes to a gedish, goes to a pile of hay, and he eats the charari, he eats the cake, and he burns the gedish. So we had said in the Mishnah that the Bailam has to pay, the Bailam of that Kelev has to pay for Nezek Shalim for the Charara, because that's Shein. It's normal for a Kelev to eat a loaf of bread. And for the Gedish, it pays only Chatzi Nezek. See, Itmar, so we have the following Machlokas in the Beis Medrash in terms of discussing why it is that a person is Chayiv for Niske Eish. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz points out, Niske Eish is Mefurish in the Torah, just like all the other Mazikin are Mefurish in the Torah, but there's a Machlokas Amorayim about the Geder of the Chiyuv, because Eish, we have to admit, it's fundamentally different than all of the other Mazikin, because sometimes it's not Mazik on its own, it's only Mazik with the aid of some wind, and it's not a Maisa Adam on its own that accomplishes it, and therefore we need to explain what the Geder of the Chiyuv is. So what is the Geder of the Chiyuv of Eish? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Isha Mishom Chitzav, that a person who lights an Eish in his Rishus, and it goes, and it travels, and damages in Rishus Chavero, the Torah is Chayiv him like an Adam Hamazik, just like if a person were to shoot an arrow from his own property and were to do damage in someone else's property, he's going to be Chayiv. So the same is true when you light a fire in your own property, and it goes and damages in another property, you're going to be Chayiv. It's all considered to be your arrow that damages. In perhaps the most famous Nemukah Yosef in all of Shas, Nemukah Yosef raises the question, how could it be that a person is allowed to light a fire on Erev Shabbos that's going to continue to light into Shabbos? After all, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Isha Mishom Chitzav, which means that so long as the fire is being lit, it's considered as if you yourself are doing that Maisa of lighting the fire. Any continuation of the fire is your own action. So shouldn't we view you as a Mechal Shabbos for every single moment that the candles that you lit on Erev Shabbos remain lit as it continues to burn more and more fuel? Isha Mishom Chitzav, it's your action that's burning that fuel. Shouldn't you be in violation of the Melach of Havara for every second of Shabbos? And yet, we have a mitzvah of Adlachas Neiros Shabbos, where we light Neiros before Shabbos, and it's a Kiyum of Kavod Shabbos, and a Kiyum of Onek Shabbos, and it's a wine, we say a bracha on it. So how is that permissible? So the Nemukah Yosef writes that we don't view it as if the person is being Madlik Eish, Bichol Rega Verega. No, it's that we're Mechayiv and Bishas Hadlaka on everything that later will come out of that Hadlaka. So even if the guy dies, let's say, between the time he lights the fire and the time the Gedish goes up in flames, he's still Chayiv in the Tashlum of the Nezek. We don't say, oh, dead people can't be Chayiv in anything. No, it all goes back to the first moment that he lit the fire. So it's as if the entire Nezek was done during his lifetime. And by Shabbos we say the same thing, that a person who lights a candle on Erev Shabbos is viewed as if he's lighting that candle, and every ounce of fuel that burns, he's the one that did it. But he did it all on Erev Shabbos. It all goes back to that moment of Erev Shabbos. So that Nimuke Yosef, and whether we paskin like that Nimuke Yosef, has significant ramifications in many modern shaylos in Hilchos Shabbos, particularly Shabbos clocks, right? What if you set something in motion that's going to do the malacha afterwards? So do we view that Mishum Chitzov, and it goes back to the time that you did the Maisa, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, meaning you set up a Shabbos clock from before Shabbos, that would be Lekula. You set up a Shabbos clock on Shabbos, where the malacha is not going to happen until after Shabbos, so maybe that's called a malacha. That's called that a person did a malacha on Shabbos. So that's a major discussion. That's a major discussion in the posek, based on, in the poskim, based on the terence of the Muke Yosef, that it's viewed as if you did everything at the time that you did it. So should be able to set up a timer before Shabbos to do whatever you want to do any malacha on Shabbos. In the Tshuvas Machne Chaim, he writes that if you do a pu'ul on Erev Shabbos that begins a malacha on Shabbos, it's going to be aser because it's not exactly parallel to Yishum Mishum Chitzov. Yishum Mishum Chitzov is at least the fire started at the time of the pu'ula. So when the fire started at the time of the pu'ula, then we say it all goes back to that moment. But if you set up a Shabbos clock where the malacha doesn't start then, the malacha is only going to kick in later on. So it may go back to when the malacha starts, but that's still on Shabbos. And therefore it may still be a violation of a malacha on Shabbos, which is aser. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Igros Moshe in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalid, where he says that it's aser for a totally different reason. That the reason of the Muke Yosef is not shayich when you set up a Shabbos clock where it's going to create the malacha afterwards, because it's already attached to the electricity, so it's not considered that you're doing anything. So on Shabbos itself, it's sof chamalava, whatever it is. But he says Rav Moshe has such a funny lashon. He says when it comes to Shabbos clocks, asur lahatir zeh, it's asur to be matirit. Meaning, which is a funny meaning, he doesn't say it's aser, he doesn't say that it's mutter, he says that it's aser to be matirit, which means that he thinks that it's a terrible zilzul Shabbos, that even though technically it's not a violation of any malacha, how can a posik be matir something that's going to lead to a zilzul Shabbos where everything is olam kibin hago noeg on Shabbos, everything is just going to run? He said, you think it's going to stop at just turning on lights and air conditioners? The whole world is going to run on timers, the whole world is going to run on automation, and then Shabbos is going to be just like the rest of the week. So therefore he felt that it was his chacham in Barosha, he saw the future a little bit, that it's asa lahatir such a thing. So not because of this Nimuke Yosef. But anyway, so that's Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, that Isha Mishom Chitzav. Reish Lakish Amar, Isha Mishom Mamono. Reish Lakish says that a person is chayiv for Niskei Eish, like Mamono Mazik. That just like we're chayiv a person for his shar or his bar that does damage because he was poshea in not guarding them properly, so too he's chayiv Mishom Eish that goes and does damage because he was poshea in not guarding it properly. Now, Rashi writes that the Gemara assumes right now that the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether it's considered your arrow or considered your money, is in a case where a person lights a Kiddush Shel Chavero with an Eish that doesn't belong to him. I use someone else's fire. That according to Rabbi Yochanan and Bichayev, because if I kill you with someone else's arrow, I'm still the murderer. If I damage you with someone else's arrow, I'm still the one that did the damage. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, the Baal Hashor, Baal Habar, is the one that's going to be Chayev. So if I took someone else's fire and did damage with it, I'm not going to be the one that's going to be chayiv. So Rashi learns that at this point in the Gemara, we're assuming that's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Tosos and Dibra Maschil Isha Mishum Mono disagrees with Rashi and says that no, clearly, even according to Reish Lakish, you don't have to be the owner of the fire. The gedr of the chayiv is that you were not shomer that eish, that it didn't damage, just like the gedr of chayiv on Mamono is that you aren't shomer your bar, you aren't shomer your sharp. Elamai, when it comes to a shor or a bar, you only have the responsibility of shmira if it belongs to you. When it comes to an eish, you have a responsibility of shmira if you have it, even if it doesn't belong to you. It's not, but the reason we're comparing it to mamono is that the mechayev is your lack of shmira. The mechayev is that you didn't do enough to be shomer. But certainly, if you're madlik with someone else's fire, it can't be that Reish Lakish says you're pater. So Tulsa says, I'll bring you a raya. Kofef es komaso shel chaveru b'fnei adleika. The Gemara is going to say later on, daf nun vav, that if you put someone else's grain in the path of a fire, you're chayiv, even though it wasn't your fire at all. A fire was coming, you saw it coming, so you put someone's stuff in the path of that fire and it burned, you're going to be chayiv. Or geitz hayotze mitachas patesh hanapach, where a blacksmith is hammering and sparks come out. So you're totally mafkir, whatever sparks come out, and still the Gemara is going to say later on in Daf Samach Beis that you're going to be chayiv, even though you're mafkir that spark, you don't really own it. And also misvara, that it can't be that that a person could just avoid being chayiv for an esh by being mafkir the esh. You know, before I commit arson, I'll just be mafkir the fire, and then I'll burn the whole city down. That's ridiculous. That it can't be that that's what Reish Lakish holds, that you're going to be potter in such a case. So that's why Tos says, even as a hava mina, the Gemara never assumes that you have to, Reish Lakish never assumes that you have to own it, and that's what mamono means. But anyway, so says Gemara now, Reish Lakish my time alone with Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Reish Lakish not say like Rabbi Yochanan and Isha Mishum Chitzav? So Amalach, Reish Lakish will tell you, you can't really compare an eish to an arrow. Chitzav mikocho ka'azli. The arrow travels based on your own koach. It's your own force that you applied, and it's basic physics. Hailo mikocho ka'azil. But a fire is not from your own koach. It goes on its own. It goes from the wind and from other atmospheric conditions, and it depends how many flammable materials are in its way, but it's not from your own koach that sets the fire going, and therefore it's not exactly like chitzav. For Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone with Reish Lakish, why does Rabbi Yochanan not say like Reish Lakish that it's based on mamono? Tosus points out that in the Gemara on Chav, later on Amud Beis, we're going to have a pasuk and a brisa that seem to support Rabbi Yochanan. So it's a little bit funny that we're asking why does Rabbi Yochanan not say that. I understand why you're asking why Reish Lakish doesn't say like Rabbi Yochanan. And we're going to have a pasuk and a brisa to support Rabbi Yochanan. But why are we asking? Why does Rabbi Yochanan not say that Reish Lakish? And on the base, we're going to see that the overwhelming evidence is in favor of Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosfos writes that he should have been able to explain that pasuk and that brisa differently as Reish Lakish does, if Reish Lakish is so logically compelling. So there must be something logically compelling that Rabbi Yochanan says to not say like Reish Lakish. So Amalach, so the logical argument against Reish Lakish is mamona ispe mamasha. That when mamona is mazik, it has mamashas to it, it has substance to it. Ha lespe mamasha. Whereas fire doesn't take up any space, it doesn't have any mamashas, and therefore you can't be mechayiv the madlik as mamona. For mamono amazik, where's the mamon? What's the mamon? It's not anything of substance. So it has to be that it's like zorik chetz. The Rishonim points out that a bar also doesn't have mamashos, because the Gemara is going to say that yichayiv on a bar mishum hevel, and the hevel is just the air, it's the thick air in the bar, so it's ein bo mamish. So you see that yichayiv mamonu amazikim for something that's ein bo mamish. So Rabbi Yochanan must be saying, Tosa says, that davar that's darko leilich lahazik kamo eish, we don't find that the Torah is mechayiv on something that's darko leilich lahazik when it has no mamashos to it. Whereas bar is not darko leilich lahazik. Alternatively, Tosa says, bar, we also view it as a mazik that has mamashos, because by digging the bar, you change the mamashos of the karka. Meaning, that which actually damages in the bar is the air, but that air was only created through a clearly physical act where you changed a physical item, as opposed to Eish, which is much less substantial physically. Tosas then writes, but wait a second, so we say, oh, so it must be like an arrow, which is totally not physical. An arrow is physical thing. An arrow is an object. How do you say that? It can't be like bar and shor. It can't be mamon amazik, because mamon amazik is always a davar sheyesh mamashos. So what? The alternative is to say like it's an arrow. An arrow also has mamashos. So he says not always, because the arrow doesn't always mean an arrow. It could mean that you blow on something and you damage by blowing something, right? So that it could be air. You fan something, and that's also chitzav. So chitzav by definition doesn't have to have mamashos. So now the Gemara starts bringing rayas. The whole rest of the daf is rayas. So Tanan, raya number one, our Mishnah. And this is why we brought up this whole discussion over here. Kelev shenat al charara. Kelev takes this cake that has some coals attached to it, and he burns the whole gaddish down. He burns the whole haystack down. So mechayiv the bailim chatzi nezek on the shreifas hagaddish. So bishon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, an eish is a chetz, it's an arrow. I understand why mechayiv the bailim chatzi nezek al gedish, because that eish that the kelev lit is chitz of the kelevu. It is the arrow of the kelev. So we should be mechayiv him chatzi nezek, because what happens when a kelev has something shoot out from it? That's tsroros. So it should be chatzi nezek tsroros. So you chayiv chatzi nezek. El maniam rishem mishem mamono. But if you assume, like Reish Lakish, that a fire is like mamona mazik, why are the Bailim chayiv to pay at all in the Shefas HaGadish? Hai eish, lav mamonu de bal kelevu. This eish is not the mamon of the owner of this kelev, it's the mamon of the bala charara. So how could you be mechayiv the bala kelev for the damage that was done by this charara? So answers Gemara, amalach Reish Lakish, hacham eskinon, da adyeh aduyeh. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the kelev threw the charara on the gadish and ate it there. And the gachelas lit the place where it fell, and from there it spread to the rest of the gadish. So the ala charara mishalim nezek shalim. On the charara that the kelev ate is going to pay nezek shalim. That's shein b'rishos hanizik. V'al makom gacheles mishalim chatzi nezek. On the place of the where the gacheles fell, and that spot on the pile of hay where it landed and it burnt, you're going to be chayiv chatzi nezek, because that's tsroros. So we mechayiv and that place where it burnt, where it landed, but he didn't put it there, he only threw it there, mikocho, so it's chatzi nezek tsroros. The ala gadish kula pater, and on the whole rest of the gadish he's pater, because the nezek was not done immediately through the kelev, it was the fire that spread on its own and burnt the gadish. And since according to Reish Lakish, the chiv of eish is midin mamon amazik, you can't be mechayiv the bal hakelev, because the gacheles was not his mamon. So now the Gemara explains how Rabbi Yochanan is going to touch up the mission of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that the mission is talking about a case not where it threw the charara to the gadish, but rather da'ancha anuche, that it placed the charara with the gacheles on the gadish. So al charara v'al makom gacheles mishalim nezek shalim. So therefore, on the eating of the cake and the place, the very spot where the coal was put and burnt the hay in that spot, you pay nezek shalim. The charara is shein b'rishos hanezik, and the gacheles is regel b'rishos hanezik, because it's the derech of a kelev to take a charara from one place and place it down somewhere else. V'ala gadish mishalim chatzi nezik, and for the rest of the burning of the gadish, it pays chatzi nezik like tsroros, because we view it as chitzim that the kelev was zorek, and therefore it's going to be chayv chatzi nezik midin chatzi nezik tsroros. So that's not a raya one direction or the other. Says Gemara Tashma, let's bring another raya from the Mishnah we're going to have later on, Sabbath Beis and Beis. Gomel Totan Pishtan, V'Avar Bereshus Rabim. If you have a gomel, you have a camel that has pishtan, that has flax on its back, and it's walking through Rishus Rabim. So pishtan is a very flammable material. Nichnas a pishtan l'toch chanus. The pishtan somehow gets its way into a chanus, into a store, a shop that's on the side of the Rishus Rabim. V'dolk b'neru shel chenveni. And it gets lit on fire from the candle of the chenveni. V'hidlik es habira. And then, now he has this giant fire on his back. It burns up, it destroys an entire building. So Bal Gamal Chayiv, the Bal Gamal is going to be Chayiv for the burning of that building. But if the Chenveni left his candle outside of the store in the Rishus HaRabim, Chenveni Chayiv, then the Chenveni is going to be Chayiv for the burning of the whole building, because he was Poshea by leaving the candle outside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'ner Chanukah Pater. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ner Chanukah is an exception. If he left his candle out in Rishus HaRabim, it's a good Daf Yomi coincidence, a couple of weeks before Chanukah, then Ner Chanukah is going to be Pater, because he did it b'rishus. It's a mitzvah to be maniach ner chanukah b'rishus harabim in order to be mefarsim the neis. And therefore, since he did it b'rishus, he's not going to be chayiv for the nezek that his candle caused. So now the Gemara says, how can we ask? The Gemara explains how we can use this mishnah as a kasha on Reish Lakish. Bishlam maniam rishu mishum chitzav. I understand very well according to Rabbi Yochanan that an eish it works midin chetz. So as your arrow, so I understand why the bala gomel is chayiv in the nezek of the building, chitz of the gamel, because the gamel is the one that lit the building on fire. So it's as if the gamel is the one that threw that shot the arrow, and therefore the bailim is chayiv chatzi nezek midin tsroros. Elman yom mishum mamono, but according to Reish Lakish, well, that chiyav aveish is mishum mamona mazik. So why is the bala gamel chayiv in the nezek of the burning of the bira? Hai eish lav mamona the bal gamel. This eish was not the mamona of the bal gamel; it was the eish of the chenveni. So again, again, we're reading this all according to Rashi, right? That it all depends on whether you're the owner of the fire or not. So you're not, the Baal Gamel is not the owner of the fire at all. So why should he be chayiv for anything? So Amar Lach Reish Lakish Hachem Eskinon B'Misachseches Kol Abir Kula. That the Mishnah is talking about a case where the fire didn't travel on its own. The Gamel was walking with the Pishtan. That and lit the entire surface of the house, of the building, and that's how it burnt the entire building. And therefore we view the entire burning of the house as if the it is the place where it places the gachelas. And therefore the Baal Gamel is chayiv mishum niske regel bereshus hanizik, because that's a normal thing to do. It's not midin niske esh. It happens to be the fire is the thing that it did the damage with, but it was very direct damage. So it's fire that's not working midin esh. It's fire that's working midin regel. Just like when the animal tramples on something, steps on something, it breaks it with the force of its body. Over here, the animal is destroying something very directly just by going from to each location on that house and burning it down. So ihachi, if that's the case, that the gama lit the bira on fire by itself, ema seifa, the seifa goes on to say, that if the chenveni put his ner on the outside, chenveni chayiv, the chenveni is going to be chayiv, but vivim misachseches, ame chayiv, that if the gama is doing this damage directly, why should the chenveni be chayiv and not the bala gama? The bala gama is posheya in not preventing the gama from burning the entire bira directly. So answer the gemara, bisha amda. The Mishnah Sohm had a case where the gummel stood next to the bira, and the flax that was on it was as big as the entire bira, and that's how it burnt down the bira. So the chenveni is going to be chayiv in a case by where he put the ner mibachut. So the Gemara says, amda v'sichscha kolshkein the chenveni pater bal gummel chayiv. What are you talking about? The bal gummel was posheya by allowing the gummel to stand in its place and burn down the entire bira, not getting it out of there, not moving it out of the way. So Amar Rav Huna bar Menoch, Mishmei Dravika, Hachem Eskin Gon Sha'amdu LaHatil Memeha. Now, so I'm at a case where the Gamal had to urinate, so it stopped. And while it was stopping, there's no moving an animal that stopped in order to relieve itself. So at that time, the bira burnt entirely from the burden that was on fire on the gummel's gummel's back. And therefore, if the chenveni left his ner mibachutz, he's chayiv in the tashlum of the entire nezek, because the bala gummel was an anus. He couldn't do anything about it to move his gummel out of its place. So says the Gemara. The Gemara explains the reasons for these dinim in the brisa now. So reisha bal gummel chayiv in the reisha where talks about that the pishton went into the chanus and it got lit on fire inside the chanus, so the bal gamel is going to be chayiv in paying for the nezek. He shouldn't have made such a large burden on the back of the camel that it's going to encroach into the storefront where it could get lit on fire. And seifa chenveni chayiv in the seifa where it talks about that the chenveni put the ner mibachot, the chenveni is going to have to pay for the damage. He should not have put his candle on the outside. And by putting his candle on the outside, he's the one that was posheya, and therefore he's going to be the one that is that is chayiv. So now the Gemara moves on to raya number three, Akasha on Reish Lakish from a mishnah that we're going to have later in the Masechta Tashma. We have a mishnah on Samach Alf and Beis. Hamadikas Agadish, if a person lights a haystack that belongs to somebody else, vaya gedi kafaslo, and there was a gedi that was attached to that gadish, that was tied to that gadish, ve'evet samachlo, there was an evet kanani that was right near that gadish, v'nisrafimo, the gedi, the evet, it was a tragedy. And not only did the gadish get burnt, the gedi got killed, the Evan got killed together with that Gadish. So Chayiv, the Madlik is going to be Chayiv for the Niske Gedi and the Gadish, but he's putter for killing the Evan because the Evan should have run away from the Deleika. I mean, if the Evan sees a fire, he should have realized, oh, when there's a fire, you run. You don't just let yourself get burnt and destroyed. So Evan Kafasol, but if the Evan was tied to the Gadish and he couldn't escape, Ugedi Samachlo, and the Gedi was near the Gadish, Vinisrafimo, and the Evan and the Gedi both got burnt together with the Gadish, Potter. Then the guy who lit the fire is going to be Potter for paying for the Gedi and the Gadish, because he's Chayiv Misa for the Hariga of the Eved, who was Kafus. And so the din is, if you're Chayiv Misa, you can't be Chayiv Misa and Mammon for the same action, Kamlei, Bidraba Minei. That if a person is Chayiv to Onshim for one action, we only give them the more severe of the two actions. So it's miso mamon. So nerag veinu mishalim. The halach is that he's going to be killed, but he's not going to pay. This is what the Gemara in Ksubas darshens from the pasuk v'yipilu ashofit v'yikol afan of kedei rish aso b'mispar. And we darshen kedei rish aso mishum rish achas ata mechayvo v'yata mechayvo mishum shtei rishayos. And a person is going to be chayiv for one aveira, but not for two in the same maisa aveira. And even if they didn't give him hasra'a for the harigas ha'eved, where you're not going to actually be chayiv misa because he never got hasra'a, he's still going to be part from paying the mamon, because that's also Gemara in the third parak of Ksubas. They even chayiv misa shogegin are pater min atashlumin. That if it's an aveira that would carry with it a death penalty, even though in this particular case it does not carry with it a death penalty, that's still going to be chayiv misa. So that's still going to be kam le bidrab mine, even though you're not actually chayiv misa. But wait a second, this is an eved over here. This is not a full regular Yisrael that a person killed. So the halach is that a person who kills an eved kanani is chayiv misa. The pasuk says v'chiyake ish es avdo o es amasu b'shevet umeis tachas yado nakom yinakem. So that's what Rashi quotes over here. So the pashas of the sugi is that v'yod ishu mishum chitzo, if a person lights a fire and that burns and kills an eved kafus, you're chayiv misa like a rotzeach. And that's what Tosfos writes in Masech Sanhedrin as well. However, not all Rishonim learn the Gemara that way. The Ran holds not that way. The Ran writes that an Eish is not really the arrow of the Madlik for anything other than Nezikin and Tashlumin of the Arba Devarim. But as far as Ritzicha, the Torah is more makel from Shar Nezikin, where you're not Chayiv on a Shogeg. So, meaning by Nezikin, you're Chayiv on a Shogeg as well, just like Chayiv on a Mezid. So, by Nezikin, we're going to say your Eish is like your Chet. But when it comes to the Chayiv Misa, if you kill someone with Shogeg, you're not going to be chayiv. So if a person is madlik an eish and burns someone, he's not going to be chayiv for the strefas ha'adam, unless he doesn't be a daim, unless he burns someone, you know, directly. But if he lights a fire and the fire goes, he starts a forest fire and he doesn't know at the other end of the forest there's a human being that's camping or something and gets killed, he's not going to be chayiv misa for such a thing according to the Ran. So that's so the question just becomes, how does the Ran explain our sugya? Where's the kamle bidrab minei if you're not chayiv on the evet? So the Briska Rav explains that according to the Ran, the Gemara does not mean to pater him from Mammon because of the Chiv Misa of the killing of the Eved. It's just that there's a special din that the Torah is never Mechayiv Mammon on a Maisa of Harigas Adam, even if that Maisa of Harigas Adam doesn't carry with it any penalty of Harigas Adam. That you're never going to be Chayiv Mammon when a human being died as a result of your actions. But anyway, back to our Sugya, Bishlam Manyam Rishon Mishum Chitzav. I understand very well if you say Isha Mishum Chitzav according to Rabbi Yochanan, so I understand very well Mishum Hachipater. That's why when the Eved was Kafus, you're Pater from paying for the Gedi and the Gaddish, because this is if you shot an arrow and you killed him, and therefore you chayiv Misa on that Misa. El Madar Yishum Mishum Mono, but if you all like Reish Lakish, Yishum Mishum Mono on my Pater, why is the guy who lit it Pater on the Gedi and the Gaddish? He's not chayiv Misa on the Harigas Eved. It was his mama that killed the Eved. It wasn't him. So Ilu Katal Turei Avda Hachinami Lo Mechayiv. What if you're sure were to go kill an Eved, would we say that you're not chayiv in the Nizke HaMamon? Of course you chayiv for whatever Mamon damaged. So Amar Lacha Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Reish Lakish would answer this and tell you that the Mishnah is not talking about a case where you lit the Gaddish and the fire then spread and burnt the Eved. Over here you're not chayiv midin eish. It's not Mamon HaMazik. The guy directly burnt the Eved on fire. He lit the Eved on fire. That's where he's a what Mali, whether he used a gun or a knife or a fire. The bottom line is he's a murderer. So that's why he's going to be Pater for the Mammon. Then when we talk about Eish, we talk about an Eish that travels, where I lit something here and it goes and damages there. So it says, well, that's so obvious. If he lit someone on fire, of course he's going to be Chayiv. So lo tzricha b'gedi d'chad ve'eved d'chad. No, the Chiddush is that the Gedi belongs to one person and the Eved belongs to someone else. So I might have thought that if I'm Chayiv Misa l'zeh and Mammon l'zeh, that I have to pay both, that I'm Chayiv both onshim. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell me that even in such a case we apply kam le bidrab minei. Raya number four, Tashema. Says where we have a Mishnah on Nun Tesson base. Hashalech asabi'ira bi'al cherishot v'katan. You trust the cherishot v'katan with the fire, and then they go and they damage with that fire. So patr midine adam chayiv b'dine shemayim. The Mishaleach is patr midine adam because You can't be mechayev him, but he's chayev b'dinei shemayim because he did something very irresponsible. So bishlam l'man yom rishum shum chitzav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that the chiyuv of madrik esh is because he shot an arrow. So I understand why when you give it to chayrishu to v'katan, you're part of b'dinei adam chitzav chayrishu because it's the chayrish that ended up shooting the arrow. So you can't be mechayev the guy who gave him the arrow with which he then shot. L'man yom rishum shum mono. But according to Rish Lakish, who holds that a madrik esh is chayev because he didn't guard his mammon properly. Well, if you were to give your shor to a cher shot v'katan and say, here, watch this for me, would you not be chayiv for the damage that the shor does? So when you give your eish to a cher shot v'katan and ask them to watch it for you, of course you're going to be chayiv for the damage that the eish does. So this is another kasha on Reish Lakish. So says Mar Ha'it Mar Allah. No, we explain the Mishnah that Amrish Lakish Mishay Dechizkia Lo Shanu Ella Bishamaser Kishamaser Lo Gachelas V'Liba. The case is you didn't give him a fire; you gave him a coal, and he fanned it to the point that it became a fire, and that's when you're going to be chayiv because you were not poshea by giving him a coal that was not yet a fire. Avul Masal Shalevs. But if you actually gave him a flame, then chayiv. Then of course you're going to be chayiv. My taima. Why? Because Bari Azeka. This is a clear head. That's going, it's asking for trouble. So you're mechayev mishaleach for being poshea in the shemira of his mammon. What's his mammon? He's fire, just like you'd be mechayev him for being poshea in the shemira of his ox if he gave his ox to a cherishot of a katan to watch. So now the Gemara explains how Rabbi Yochanan is going to learn the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Shalheves, that even if the Mishaleach gave a flame to the Cherishot of a Katan, Potter, the Mishaleach is going to be Potter, Kasavar Tzvasa de Cherish Kagarim, because he holds that the holding of the Cherish is what caused the Nezek and not the Mice of the Mishaleach. I mean, the Chiv of Madrakesh is like being Zorik Chetz. So in such a case, we view it as if the Cherish was Zorik the Chetz, and that's what did the damage. The Cherish was one that shot the arrow, and therefore the Mishaleach is going to be Potter. V'lo mechayev ad masalei gavza. The Mishaleach is not going to be chayev according to Rabbi Yochanan unless you gave the Cherish dry wood that's flammable material together with the fire, silta, or small chips of wood that also are used for flammable material to keep a fire going, ushraga, and you gave him a lit candle. So in that case, then you're vadai poshea, and then the Mishaleach poshea is going to be chayv. That's as if he shot the arrow himself, and then you'd be chayv nezek shalem. But if he didn't, if he's not considered the one who shot the arrow himself, so then you can't be mechayv him. And if you only gave him the flame, and you didn't give him the material with which to expand that fire, so then the cherish is the one that was zorek the chayt. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin with Rayos for Rabbi Yochanan with Amar Rava.